Hey there, and welcome to the Corporate Side Hustler Podcast. And I am your host, Lisa Rigoli, HR manager by day, Instagram manager by night, a wife and a mom of two beautiful girls. Now, in 2014, I walked away from the dream job I worked 9+ years to get to. And here's the deal. I said no to this opportunity because I knew in my gut, I no longer wanted to climb the corporate ladder, but I wasn't ready to leave the corporate world. So I created this podcast channel to support you busy women to maximize your time while juggling all the things. Each week, my guests and I are sharing how you can attract, nurture, and connect with your ideal audience with intentionality without spending countless hours online. We get the struggle of the juggle, and we want to remind you that you can build and run a profitable side business while working your demanding day job. Thanks for tuning in. Now, let's jump into today's episode. What's up, Sarah? And welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. I appreciated our conversation a little bit before we hit the record button, how everyone's always juggling something, and you have been juggling a lot, and there is different things that are happening in your world, but I want to make sure that my audience gets to hear from you. If you would just take a moment and share a little bit about who you are, what you do, and maybe like a fun fact about you. That would be a fun way to kick this off.
Oh, fun fact. Okay, so for those who don't know me, my name is Sarah Huguet. I'm the owner of Social and Stuff. I do social media management and consulting. I also have a monthly membership where I provide content prompts and Canva templates and ongoing support. What would be a fun fact? I don't know. I'm a reality TV junkie just like you are. Probably seen That's like everything.
It's a good fun fact. And is there a specific reality TV show that you're binging on right now or watching right now?
What? I don't feel like there's anything specific. We were like, me and my husband like went through like Love and Hip Hop. We like went through like all the seasons because we didn't have that in Canada, like at first when it first aired. So we binged that. Other than that, I stay up to date on my housewives. I love me some Vanderpump Rules, Below Deck. Those are, you know, basically anything that Bravo's pumping out, I'm watching.
I love it. I love it. Okay. That's so good to hear. We go back and forth. And I say we, it's mostly me. And then I drag my husband to watch some of it. But most of the time he just complains about how trashy it is. And right now I am like in a love-hate relationship with The Bachelor because this is the first season that I'm not that excited about, but it's so bad that I just can't stop watching. So that is truly
like already committed, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm like, I already know some of the girls. So I'm just like, okay, it's that bad. I'm just going to follow along, but I'm not excited, but there's nothing else right now that's on that's pulling me.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's kind of like us with Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, I feel like the boat's kind of shipped on it, but like, I can't stop watching it because I've watched it from the beginning. So
Right. Well, you know, I think this is a good segue because a lot of what we're talking about is binge-worthy enough that we still keep going. And in order for us and my audience to make sure that we're still creating that binge-worthy content, we got to make sure that we are working smarter, not harder. And I know that you have some really great ideas and steps and ways in how you batch your content. So I think we should just take it a step back and maybe if you could walk through what was the situation before you were batching and then what happened that made you realize that you had to start batching in order to be more effective for yourself and your clients.
Yeah, I think, well, like, I mean, from the very beginning, the reason why I like got into all of this was because I had like an online jewelry store called Earrings and Stuff. So that's how I like even like started in like Instagram land. So I was always kind of like running that, learning. Like this was, I don't even know how long ago, 8 years ago. So who knows what was happening with Instagram at that point? Like nothing, just photos. I don't know, stories weren't even on the scene yet. So I definitely feel like I kind of got in that mode when I was doing my jewelry store because I always served full time. So I don't know, I think that I'm just like naturally kind of like a planner. So I just kind of dove into it and realized, oh, if I do this on like a Monday, then I can kind of chill all week. So that was kind of the one moment. And then obviously once I started working with clients, you can't just wake up every day and post for a client on a whim. Because you're just going to like waste time, not produce quality content even really. For some reason, we have to think in the moment. You rarely can produce anything good. Not to say that you don't all of a sudden have spurts of ideas that you could roll with. But I would say 80% of the time, it's better to have kind of some stuff pre-planned out, because when you're thinking too hard, it's just harder.
It is. It is. And what I appreciate is that you've been in this for 8 years, because I am a couple of years shy of you, maybe like right behind you. But either way, there was a time that I think we felt like we had to create in the moment. There was a time where we felt like we had to push out new content all the time. And what I appreciate is that you're saying that, hey, there was a moment when I realized, hey, it works better if I have some type of routine around when I'm doing specific tasks. So it opens up the time to be creative if you wanted to be creative on the spot, but also set up time to make sure that you're still showing up on Instagram 8 years strong.
True. And then, yeah, obviously once you throw kids in the mix, it's like, you gotta have some sort of system down, because all of a sudden it's 5 p.m.
Agreed. And I think this is good to talk about, because before kids, I felt like I had all the time in the world, because you and I both were probably in a similar spot where we didn't have kids when we started our business, or at least we're on Instagram. Then you put kids into the mix and you're like, oh my gosh, I thought I had no time before, but now I really don't have time. Then you even throw COVID into the mix, where I feel like people even were saying that, hey, I feel like I'm still even strapped for time because of this pandemic. So the batching really helps ensure that you are in control of your calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the perfect way to put it. In control of your calendar. Love that.
So tell us more, like, what's kind of your setup? Like, what's your setup for yourself to make sure that you know what days, how did you pick it? So that way we can kind of get a feel of what this could look like for ourselves.
Yeah. So typically what I do is like before the month. So like even right now, what it's January something. So usually like before the first of the month, so like this week would be a perfect week to do it. I will look ahead at February, kind of see what's going on, like whether I'm launching anything or if there's any major holidays I want to participate in, anything like that. So I kind of like to map my month out entirely, not create the whole month, just like map it out so I know physically like what is going on. And then I personally kind of create week to week, just because I'm also creating content for clients. So I feel like I cannot create like a whole month at a time, and doing 1 week at a time just is easier for me. And I feel like it's just makes me work a little bit more efficiently. So I usually map my month out and then week to week create. So like I would create on Wednesday for like Monday to Sunday, if that makes sense.
That does. Okay. What I love, and I hope that my audience is picking up on this, is that maybe you use the word map, but you're only outlining what you want to do for the month, or are you mm-hmm. physically writing the captions?
No, I'm just like mapping it out, being like, oh, I'm launching for this, or like, oh, say February, like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Do I want to do a Valentine's Day kind of post? So literally just kind of like taking like a bird's eye view of the month and like puzzle pieces, just kind of writing down what's going on and then moving things around accordingly.
Okay. Because I will have people that will slide into my DMs, clients or students, or even just people in my community. And they're like, you really map out your quarter? And I'm like, listen, I don't want to make it sound twisted or crazy. I don't have every single caption written out. But I do yeah. exactly what you just said, where it's, I take a bird's eye view and I'm like, okay, what's going on? I also kind of plan out, all right, do I want to launch this month? Do I not want to launch this month? Is there any other holidays coming? And I love that you do something similar, because then it allows you to create the stuff week by week and it's not as overwhelming. And the fact that you do it 30 days out, for my audience, if you're like a quarter's too much, I think what Sarah is sharing is also a really digestible amount of time. So it doesn't feel so overwhelming. It's just giving you an idea of where to go, directions.
Yeah. And like, I mean, what we were talking about even before we started recording was how I'm like launching my membership next week. And I was saying like, I also too kind of like know what's happening until the end of next year. But I don't like physically write anything.
But you have a
because I'm the same as you. Like I like to like kind of know what's going on. Okay, when am I launching my membership? Am I thinking about doing this? I like to just, yeah, I just like to take a bird's eye view and then work backwards, because then you kind of know what you need to create and when you need to create it.
It's so good. And if we also even started this off talking about shows, right? And it makes me think of any series that anyone is watching right now, whether it's The Bachelor, whether it's a reality TV, or if it's a true TV series, we all consume it for a certain period of time and then it stops. And during that time that it stops, that audience is batching the next set of series of videos or TV episodes. I'm like, what word am I looking for? Episodes that are going to drop. They're not doing all of that real time. So I know that it can feel really overwhelming when we were probably saying this, but I cannot stress this enough. It totally lifts the stress off our shoulders. And Sarah, I think you would agree when you're able to batch like this.
100%. Because it's just nice to know what's coming down the pipeline, as they say. It just makes you feel more calm for some reason.
Yes, yes, yes. So the other thing that you mentioned that I love is then you also now have specific things you do each day. So when you're creating the content for the upcoming week, you do some specific tasks. Will you give us kind of an idea? You don't have to share all the goods, but what are some things that you put out there that you teach already on your account on Instagram?
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like I kind of shifted my schedule, like my week to week schedule in general, because I don't know about you guys, but sometimes it's like on Monday, you just create this huge list that you're just like chipping away at that like never seems to end. So I recently kind of just like really realized what I do for the week and then kind of like put certain tasks on certain days. So it just feels like a little bit less overwhelming. So for myself on Tuesdays, that's typically when I try to film like reels and TikToks. It's kind of like my film day. And then on Wednesdays, that's when I'll look at the next week and decide what and create all the content that I want to post for the next week. And that's when I will actually like write the captions, create the graphics, decide what reels I'm going to post. And then I kind of upload everything into later. So that's kind of like my new work schedule when it comes to Instagram content. I also have like on Tuesdays is when I like to write my newsletter. So I got like super specific with like what I do in my business and kind of put like one or two things on each day of the week. And so far it's going really well.
That's good. I love it. I love it. And here, what I want to make sure everyone's hearing is batching is equivalent to time blocking. So if you have only a dedicated amount of time to do a certain task, I don't know if it's a certain method or how our brains operate, but there are stats out there that show if you work on the same task within a certain time period, you end up being more efficient. So it's actually smarter, to your point, Sarah, to record all of your reels versus I'm going to record a reel, then edit the reel, then create the caption, create the graphic. When you're having your mind switch back and forth that much, you end up spending more time on that one thing, that one poster, if you will, or that one reel for the day, as opposed to if you only have an hour and you were to record a bunch of reels at the same time and not do anything else other than record, you may potentially be able to record a good, decent amount of reels by just time blocking. Yes.
You can actually, and so what I do is if I think like I might forget where my thought process was, I'll just quickly jot down like a few keywords into the caption section. Save it as a draft onto the next. I feel like you can just pump out so much more like reels, like short form video content. Like you said, if you just like record, okay, next. And like before you're going to go into that batch record session, knowing what you're planning to do is also pretty key because you don't want to waste time scrolling and being like, what should I record? So before these record days, I already know like what my game plan is.
So crucial. And hopefully you guys picked up on the little hack because I've been guilty of this too, where in my mind, I know what I'm recording for because I also have a batching system, but I have not been using the concept of putting in the captions a little note of what the recording was for. So that way, when it's time to edit the reel, you're not like, what the hell did I record this reel for?
Yeah. You already I know, because that's there. Happened to me as I'm like, what? What was this? Or sometimes the opposite too. If you think a sound clip is super funny, just record it. And then maybe you might come up with an idea later. Like I do that as well.
Love it. Okay. The other tip that you mentioned, because I actually don't use a scheduler and I feel like I should get into the habit of using one, but you've mentioned later, and I've heard really good things about later based off my virtual biz besties you included on Instagram. Will you share a little bit about what that routine looks like and why you like Later?
Yeah, I started using Later for my clients and I like pretty quick when I became like a social media manager. And honestly, like there, it's just not really that much of a difference between like Later and Planoly. Like they're all kind of the same, but for me as a business owner, it was just like more cost effective to have like X amount of accounts on Later than it was like on Planoly or wherever. But yeah, I just like, if I can auto post something, I'm going to auto post it. I know that some people say you might not get as much reach and yada yada, but I don't know. To me, I haven't really seen that much of a difference. And the result is I post more if I just set stuff out to auto post than to have to think about it. Like, what was I going to do? When I'm scheduling my content out for Reels, for example, like I always create cover photos for Reels. So I will upload the cover photo to Later with the caption and the hashtags, and then I will get like notified to post. And then I know, okay, I'm going to post this reel. The cover photo goes to my camera roll. The caption, I have already copied that in. So I just paste it in, use the cover photo, and then done.
So when Later posts onto your feed, and yeah, it's giving you an alert, are you then going into the app to make sure that you're engaging? Because I know there's a lot. I mean, it's something I feel confidently about too. Like, should you be on the app engaging when your post drops? Should you not? So how does that work for you once Later pushes it to your feed?
Yeah, I mean, because it's like I work full time on my business, I just kind of know like, okay, I scheduled that to go out at like 8 a.m. And so I just know that I'm typically on the app at that time, kind of having my coffee. So I guess I just kind of mentally make a note of it. There's definitely been some times, maybe if I'm going through like a launch or something like that, and you know, you're like posting a little bit more, like maybe something I might post twice in one day if I'm doing like some sort of like launch or whatever, and maybe it goes out at 4 p.m. I might not be on the app right at that time, but I would say 95% of the time, yes, I'm on the app when it's going to be auto posting. But for some reason, if you can auto post, it just seems quicker than like the notification. I don't know why. It's like the simplest thing. Like it's really not, doesn't take that long to push something through. But for some reason, if it's auto posted, it's just like, it's done. Go on, engage, share it to your stories, do your normal routine.
Okay. Yeah. I honestly don't use a scheduler. So for those of you that are listening to this, I want to make sure that you either slide into Sarah's DMs or slide into my DMs. Let me know what you are using. If you want to explore Later, Sarah is super friendly. And if you ask her questions, yeah, she will answer those questions for you. I will make sure to put her handle in the show notes. But I think this would be a good time to recap just to make sure that you all are taking down the notes to make sure you're applying the batching system or method that works for you. And the first thing I want to say before I hit the key points that Sarah's mentioned is, hopefully you've heard this. Sarah's even mentioned that she's changed her schedule around. There is not a one size fits all. So it's about doing something and picking something that feels right. So if you can only batch a couple of days out of the week, then that's your schedule. If you want certain time blocks within a day in how you're going to batch your content, do whatever feels right. But our first thing is that we want to make sure that you have a plan, whether it's 30 days out, 90 days out, kind of write down what's coming up. What are you launching? What are some of the holidays? When are you taking off that you know that you're not going to be on social media?
Exactly. But what we were talking about, because like how I was just like, no, I need to do this next week. Because I'm like, I know I don't want to launch anything in July and August. So it's like, you kind of have to look ahead if you're someone that's like coming out with some programs and that kind of stuff. Because yeah, you have to pay attention. Do you really want to be launching something in the middle of summer when everyone's just like doing their thing?
Right. And then the second piece is come up with your batching / time blocking schedule. So as I shared earlier, you could have certain days out of the week that you're going to do a specific task, or you can have one specific day with certain time blocks that you're going to do those tasks. The best advice that Sarah and I are giving to you is make sure you're not switching back and forth doing one thing, because it disrupts your mindset and how you're going to execute it, and you end up taking more time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I would say even when it comes to writing captions, like I try to write all my captions at the same time, because even just switching out of that, like you just like, you get out of the mode. It's like anything, like once you're in the mode, just roll with it.
Exactly. And the third piece, if it makes sense for you and your schedule, if it's going to help you be consistent, find a scheduler platform that works for you. For me personally, I do not use a scheduler. However, I do want to use one in the future. But what Sarah just mentioned with later, it will help you make sure that things are pushing out. But then we also just recommend that you do have some plan behind when you're going to be on the app to engage, because there's nothing worse than your audience responding to those posts and reels and everything you're putting out there, and then it taking hours and hours before you respond back. And this is just the initial time when you post, because there's going to be a window where you're not going to be on the app. But whatever schedule works for you, pick it. Those would be the three tips that Sarah has shared with us today that were so good. Because as we're all busy juggling all the things, it can be kind of crazy how we can manage it. But as long as we have a system and a process, we can make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And then once you feel comfy, then you can add on more. But what I always tell people is just like, start small. Like, don't like come out guns a-blazing thinking you're going to do all this stuff. And then you're like so overwhelmed that you just want to not do it at all.
Exactly.
So, like, start small and layer on.
Start small.
Yeah.
So I will share all of the links below of how to connect with Sarah. But before we wrap up today, Sarah, you do have something that's cooking up right now by the time that this episode drops. So I think my audience would love to hear about it. I would love for you to share a little bit about your membership.
Yes. So my membership is called Social and Stuff Simplified, because I like to help people simplify the process. Every month you get content prompts and Canva templates, monthly training. I got a Facebook group for ongoing support, and I'm actually just adding in TikTok training into there as well. So I'm excited about that. That's something new that I'm adding in, because I've been pretty active on TikTok and I feel like a lot of people are like, what the heck do we do on there? So I'm just kind of like adding that in as a little section of my membership as well. So that's just my little corner of the internet that I'm helping people.
Take up that space, girl. I love it. I love it. This is such a good membership and very easy and digestible information to apply to your business. So once this episode drops, the doors will be open to that membership. So I will make sure to also include that information in the show notes. But heck, if you want to just reach out to Sarah to ask questions about it, she'll be promoting it on her end as well. And I want to make sure that you guys ask questions real time. Sarah, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you for all of this information.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, here's what I want you to do. Take a quick screenshot of you listening to the Corporate Side Hustler podcast and upload the image to your Instagram stories and tag me in it at the Corporate Side Hustler. I would love to hear from you and connect with you on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you the same time next week. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.